Thank you for checking out Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. It really means a lot to me that you're listening to this podcast. If you listen and you like the content, then make sure you subscribe, make sure you leave a review. Please do that. And also go check me out on some of my other platforms. I have a long-running YouTube channel. I've got a blog, theclinicaltrialsguru.com. If you're interested in becoming a CRA or you're interested in getting a career in this industry, go to thecraacademy.com. If you're a research site owner interested in getting more studies for your site or negotiating better contracts for your site, go to my blog, theclinicaltrialsguru.com, and check it out. I offer consulting services. If you're a pharma, biotech, life sciences company, a CRO, I own a startup CRO, and we're here to help you, whatever it is you want. If you're a CRO, we can white label a lot of services for you. We have CRA coverage across the country at cost. We can do this at scale. If you're a pharma company, we are a full service CRO, and we're very confident in our pricing, and we are extremely competitive at bidding. And if you're also interested in your own digital marketing and leveraging a podcast maybe for yourself, reach out to me, dan@theclinicaltrialsguru.com. Again, thank you very much and enjoy the show. Hey, Guru Nation, welcome back to another episode of Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. My name is Dan Svera. This is episode 80-something. I'm going to find out exactly for you right now. Thank you especially to those watching on YouTube. If you are listening, make sure you subscribe to YouTube, and vice versa. If you're watching, I do have a podcast, and oftentimes I do podcast-only content. This one might go on both because I think it has some legs for YouTube. So this is episode 84 of Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. The ways a research clinic, this one's all for the research clinics, okay? The ways that a research clinic can target their three core stakeholders, which are patients, physicians, and CROs or sponsors, okay? If you're a research site owner, those are the only three things that matter. Those are the only three stakeholders that matter for you when running a research site. I mean, it sounds simple, but it's actually a lot harder to keep them all happy all the time. So what's going to be unique about this podcast and video is I'm going to discuss strategies that anyone can do without going outdoors. You can do it all online on your computer, okay? All you need is a computer. So let's go with the patients first, okay? For those who've been following me, listening to me regularly, I'm a huge proponent of content marketing when it comes to patient recruitment. So obviously, if you're a research site, whatever you specialize in, if it's Alzheimer's, if it's OBGYN, if it's diabetes, if it's asthma, you need to create content regularly for that indication. I didn't say sell anyone or try to convince anyone to join your trial. I said just create content around that topic. You want to be seen, your company, your research site, wants to be seen as a resource for people with this condition. Now, you're going to end up targeting people from all over the country, all over the world. And you may just be in a small city, right? So you'll be getting a lot of leads all across the country, and you actually can set up a separate side business if you become successful at this, of recruiting patients, not only for your own study, obviously the ones that are local to you, you're going to put in your studies, but you can set up a agreement with the sponsor on providing central recruitment for the other sites participating in the studies. So that's you instantly have a side hustle, side business if you choose to do this. The way you do it locally is you create the content, but then you include keywords around your community. So if it's Alzheimer's, you talk about Alzheimer's, then you talk about resources within your community. For example, here we do it within Irvine. California, and then you just talk about some of the local resources that people of this therapeutic indication would be interested in. And but you can do both evergreen content, just talking about the medical condition, talking about treatments, talking about patient experiences. If you want a good example of this, go to the Clinical Scoop. We do this nationwide for Alzheimer's. We just started an Alzheimer's talk. There's one piece of content on there, but it's a really well-produced video by our videographer and reporter that we hired here at DSCS. Her name is Faina Lee. You might have seen her in some of the vlogs. But we've, since that episode, shot three more that are coming out soon. And we plan to put out two or three of these videos every month for Alzheimer's. And that first one we put out, we already got a couple of leads, so it works. It just, you need to be consistent. So that's one way to do it. If you're a research site, content marketing, focus on the medical conditions that your research clinic specializes in, but then also get into some of the local stuff, so that for two reasons. Number one, you can actually provide value for the people in your community who are interested in that medical condition, but also for the organic search results. So Google will pick it up. So if someone's searching for Alzheimer's in Irvine, and I just wrote an article and featured a video on Alzheimer's in Irvine, it's gonna most likely come up first because Blue Ocean Strategy, which by the way everyone should go read, you don't want to compete with other people. You want to create your own space. So you may be competing with a whole bunch of other Alzheimer's content, general Alzheimer's stuff, even though there's not that much out there as far as video. But if you talk about Alzheimer's in Irvine or Alzheimer's in Baltimore, you're not competing with maybe not even anyone, depending on your city. So Blue Ocean Strategy, that's one way to go about it. Another way is the best performing articles. So you should track your videos and how they're doing with metrics, how many views they're getting, how much engagement they're getting, how many likes, how many comments. You take those videos, the ones that are performing better than the others, and you run them as Facebook ads targeted at people who are interested in things related to Alzheimer's, like adult day programs, senior daycare centers. You can't just target pay, you cannot target medical conditions on Facebook, but you can target associated terms. So if you just look on Facebook for Alzheimer's, you'll find different interests, and you can target people within your zip code. Okay, within a 10-mile radius, 15-mile radius, 20-mile radius of your zip code that meet your at least the age range for your inclusion exclusion criteria. So that's one way, two ways I would go about it. Content marketing, focus on local. If you get a nationwide audience, you can become a central recruiter and work with the sponsor for providing referrals to other sites, or you can do it under the table and just contact the other sites that are participating in your study and tell them what you're doing and tell them that you have patient referrals, and if they randomize, they can pay you a marketing fee. Whatever it is, you have options here, okay? And then Facebook ads, Google ads, the best performing contents, pieces of content, video or article, or podcast. Podcast is big too, and in my opinion, you should do all three: video, audio, and written. And then you put some money behind the best performing ones, and you let it spread, hopefully spread like wildfire in your zip code. All right, so that's patience. Again, you don't have to leave your desk. You don't have to leave your house. Number two, physicians. Okay, same idea. Content marketing. You want to create content. So if you're trying to attract physicians in your local town without leaving your home, there's a couple ways to go about it. So I recently did an interview with Darshan Kulkarni, and you basically, there's different websites that you can look up for physicians in your area. So first of all, Google's one, right? But you can actually also use edgar.gov. I think it was edgar.gov. Not sure if it was edgar.gov or another one, but Google. Let's keep it simple and go with Google, okay? You can go on Google, you can find doctor's offices, you can get their emails, all right? And then you can put them on an email campaign. And you can also create content for them. So these are two separate things you can do. So number one, create content. So if you're in Kansas City, Missouri, and you're trying to attract physicians from Kansas City to your research clinic, you can create a video why doctors, and if you want a specific specialty of a doctor, why these kind of doctors should consider doing clinical research right now in Kansas City. And you write an article, you don't really promote your site, they're going to get curious. If they do get curious, they're going to start clicking around your blog and they're going to find information about your site and they're going to contact you. And again, it's a numbers game. So some are going to take your information, most are going to take your information and read it and maybe consider it later, or maybe just forget about it, or maybe go out and start their own site. But some will call you, and those are the ones, those are your leads, okay? Those are the ones you're going to target. Another thing you can do is a Craigslist ad. I talk about this all the time, but Craigslist ad doesn't hurt. I think it's like 25 bucks. Indeed.com, you can do an Indeed ad. And you can also target, just like you do with the patients, the best performing pieces of content, whether it's video, audio, or article. Again, you should do all three. You should take the best performing ones and run an ad on Facebook and Google and target physicians. You can do that. Physicians in this zip code. Okay, so that one's pretty straightforward. And then I apologize for the stuff about Edgar, but in the show notes, I will have links, or just you can text me 949-415-6256, and I will send you the video interview I did with Darshan for YouTube and for the podcast, where we talked about the website. There's like a government website because of the Sunshine Act that shows you which physicians are receiving compensation from pharma companies. As a matter of fact, if you just Google that, Sunshine Act and physician compensation, you can find the website. And then you can literally search in your zip code or in your city and find doctors, get their emails, get their contacts, add them to an email list, maybe send them the articles that you wrote or the video that you produced, call them, okay, email them, add them to an email list. I like yet another mail merger, but you don't even have to go that far. You're going to use yet another mail merger in the next step, which is getting studies, so attracting sponsors and CROs. So far, content marketing works well for patient recruitment and for physician recruitment. Okay, now for getting studies and attracting sponsors and CROs, I don't think content marketing works that well from a site perspective. I think you can experiment with content marketing. I have yet to do this. We discuss these things a lot. There are ways to probably create a piece of content that's valuable for a project manager or a medical monitor or someone at a biotech company or a sponsor that is actually curious about what the research site perspective is on clinical research. So there is some value that you can create from content, but unlike the patients and the physicians, where that's just a much more tactical and you're probably going to get more immediate results, doing it this way for attracting sponsors and CROs may not work. However, I do think the Facebook ads targeted at employees of Quintiles or employees of PPD or employees of Pfizer with some catchy title, like your project manager needs to read this before they choose another site, then have a valuable article for them, and then have a link back to your site. I mean, you may or may not get actual study leads out of it, okay? It doesn't hurt to try. We haven't done it just because there's so much other stuff we got to do. Like, it's much more simple to get patients and physicians using content marketing than it is to get sponsors and CROs. But luckily, there's still another way, and I talk about it all the time, to get sponsors and CROs without leaving your home, is clinicaltrials.gov, okay? And clinicaltrials.gov is free. You search, I've done so many videos on this. You search, you email, you find the numbers, you call, you send handwritten letters. But there's a couple other tools you can use. So clinicaltrials.gov is free. There's another tool you can use called ZymeWire, ZymeWire.com. I think it's like 100 something a month. It uses clinicaltrials.gov, but it makes it a little bit easier to find the contacts and sort of shows you who you know in your LinkedIn network, or if you're using a Salesforce account, who you already have in there that's associated with that similar domain. It just makes clinicaltrials.gov a lot easier. So I recommend you look into that. Finally, here's what you can do. If you have a Gmail account, and I suggest, because I almost got banned from Google, because it's considered spam to some extent. So create a new Gmail address for you, right? So my Gmail, I am no longer going to be using for this because I don't want to lose my Gmail. So I'm creating another Gmail, something generic like studies for this site at gmail.com. And you're going to create, you're going to go on clinicaltrials.gov and you're going to get as many contacts, emails, as you can for a particular indication of studies that are recruiting or not yet recruiting. You're going to put those emails in an Excel file. You're going to get this program, which costs like $10 a year, called Yet Another Mail Merger, YAMM, and you're going to figure out how to do it. They have video tutorials. Essentially, it has to work within Gmail because it's a Gmail add-on, and you use Google Drive and particularly their equivalent of Excel, which is Sheets. You put all those contacts in there, you create a draft email, and you hit Yet Another Mail Merger, and it's going to send out up to 400 emails a day with whatever the draft message says. So is it spam? Maybe. However, some would argue you are providing value to some of those people that receive it. But yes, it is considered spam. I learned the hard way. Google almost suspended my Gmail account, so I'm no longer using it for that Gmail. But I will create and continue to create new Gmail accounts to do this because it works. Because when I've been doing this for the last 2 weeks, I've been getting clients and I've been getting studies, and I know it works. I've been getting CDAs and feasibility surveys. So it's a numbers game. So those are the three ways to get more patients, more physicians, and more studies for your site without leaving your home, without leaving your bedroom. Just have an internet, have a computer, create some content. Okay, content marketing. If you need help, my company actually does this. So go to theclinicaltrialsguru.com and look at start implementing social media. So I have a digital social media agency, and we help life sciences companies and research sites all the time. And by the way, I can even do your website. We can even get a logo for you and then get you set up on the right track and look at your strategy and what kind of content you're comfortable producing, your staff is comfortable producing, and then come up with a content schedule, and then I can even help you do that until you figure out how to do it. That's only $500 a month, so let me know if you're a research site interested in that, or if you're a CRO or a pharma company or a life sciences vendor interested in content marketing. Content marketing is the next way to market. That's where all the attention is, and that's why you need to be doing it. So content marketing clearly works from personal experience for patients and for physicians. I don't know if it works for sponsors and CROs, but I think it could. But there are better ways to get studies for your site without doing content marketing. So hopefully that helps. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you all next time. Bye-bye.
So hey everybody, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. Again, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you leave a review, if you could be so kind, please. And also go to theclinicaltrialsguru.com if you're interested in learning more about who I am, who some of my guests are. You can have access to some of my YouTube videos. I do a lot of videos about clinical research. So go to theclinicaltrialsguru.com. And you can also call or text me anytime, 949-415-6256. Also follow me on any social media platform. It's Dan Svera. And you can also email me if you'd like, dan@theclinicaltrialsguru.com. Thank you very much.